The numbers of Irish people leaving this country is greater than the numbers returning. The Central Statistics Office says that around 29,000 people emigrated in the past year, 2,000 more than the numbers who came back. Well, this formed the backdrop to a conversation on social media this week where people shared their stories about leaving the high-cost city of Dublin and Ireland for life elsewhere. Our reporter Cian McCormack has been speaking to some of them.
I left Dublin in April, just past, to afford life in Dublin. I was taking on extra work and my studies were suffering.
Leaving Dublin.
The rent was progressively eking upwards and we weren't able to save.
These people have done just that.
We could see that something needed to give and Dublin wasn't going to offer us a future as far as we could see it.
High rents, long commutes and quality of life motivated them to move.
And I think I just reached a stage in my life where I felt that I was spending far too much time sitting in traffic, far too much time working and not enough time with family and friends.
And hundreds of people shared these kind of stories on social media this week. When did you move to Brussels and why?
Well, I moved in August. Basically, a few months ago, I got the dreaded text, I suppose, from the landlord. He was looking for about €700 extra a month.
Journalist Kevin Purcell was prompted to share his story on Twitter when satirists and comedians, the Rubber Bandits, tweeted to find out why people are moving from Dublin.
Then I suppose I clicked on daft.ie. I had a look and, you know, there's a few places around, but I would have had to spend most of my salary to just live there.
Kevin's story was one of over 600 responses to the Rubber Bandits tweet.
And I just thought, you know, what kind of life is that for someone like me, a professional in their 30s? So I said, you know, it's time to pack up and move on. If I was to be forced to leave Ireland in the past, it would have been like many other people during the recession where I didn't have a job and I had to maybe go to Australia or New Zealand. I was lucky enough to have just enough hours at that stage to get by. I didn't think I'd be forced out when I have a job, a full-time job, a good job, but nowhere to live. It's a strange one to get my head around.
27-year-old PhD student Caitlin White from Nenagh in County Tipperary has also left Dublin.
I had been living up there for 4.5 years to afford life in Dublin. I was taking on extra work to the detriment of my research. And at the end of it all, I'd still be waiting for the next paycheck. So like that wasn't really sustainable. So I decided to leave Dublin and move back home to Tipperary and to commute to college between 2 or 3 times a week to save on rent and living costs.
How many hours are you spending commuting now?
To go up and down in the one day, it's roughly 3 hours from here to college and then 3 hours home. I'm lucky because I'm a student, so I get student fares on the train. So it costs about €25 each day that I do it.
What about your friends in Dublin? Do they find themselves in the same situation?
Absolutely. I have so many friends who are actually considering doing the same. I've been talking to at least 3 different ones in the past 2 weeks. They are working full-time up in Dublin. So they're not students. They just can't get ahead of themselves. They can't save anything. They think that maybe their only option to try and get ahead and maybe save for a deposit for a house is to move home to Nenagh and try to commute to work up to Dublin every day.
Rory McKiernan, a former member of the Council of State, moved to Lahinch in County Clare a year ago.
My motivation was the pressure, the relentless pressure of the Dublin housing market and the increasing rents and the lack of security also.
A better quality of life and a sense of community have been pluses for McKiernan, but there are challenges too.
So some of the challenges would be that there is a housing crisis in Clare also, and particularly on the West Coast, a lot of the housing is taken up with holiday homes and Airbnb. There's challenges around broadband, public transport, and indeed the weather, which is well documented. But the pros really are the natural wonder, the spectacular nature of the West of Ireland. Being out of a certain kind of a bubble, I feel, allows me to think clearer and to do better work. And I think just overall a sense of well-being, and that's very much rooted in nature, but also community. And there's a very, very strong sense of community.
The stories that emerged on social media this week reflect reality for Trinity College Dublin economist Ronan Lyons.
I mean, you can't dismiss this as just a sort of an echo chamber on Twitter talking about how tough it is to rent. But when you look at the numbers, on average, Dublin needs 12 or 13,000 rental properties put up online every 3 months in order for rents not to get dragged up. It's currently seeing half that and has seen about half that for the last 5 years.
High rents are turning norms on their head. Cities are exporting people rather than attracting them. Again, Ronan Lyons.
We've become this upside-down country where we're exporting people from our cities to rural areas, not because the rural areas are thriving in terms of employment, but simply because we're not building enough housing. The group that's being affected most are people between the age of 20 and 30, and we're simply not providing them the opportunities. And they may decide to move somewhere else in Ireland, but they may decide to move elsewhere in the world.
On top of this, Dublin's high rents make the city the costliest in the Eurozone.
Absolutely. I'd be quite concerned about how housing has impacted the city's competitiveness and the country's competitiveness. So about three quarters of the overall cost structure of the typical IDA project now is labour costs. And what does labour spend its money on? Well, the number one ticket item is housing. So roughly a third of your spending is on housing. So if you take that one third and the three quarters, you end up with housing being about one quarter of Ireland's competitiveness or of Dublin's competitiveness.
Stephen Kinsella, Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick, has similar concerns.
The key challenge for multinational companies is getting really, really high-skilled workers. And multinational companies don't look at Ireland as the only source of high-skilled workers. They look globally. So the question is, can you attract the very, very best computer programmer, the very, very best software engineer to your firm? And the answer to that is yes, if you pay them a lot, but if they're going to struggle to find a house and a good school for their kids and a nice park for the kids to play in, then that's going to be a much harder sell. So to the extent that current rental pressures and the current urban planning system damages Ireland's competitiveness.
And for people sharing their views about leaving Dublin on social media this week, change needs to happen because they say people's lives are under pressure.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is people being squeezed to the point where they just can't take it anymore and their welfare and their well-being is under so much pressure. None of us mind working or working very hard, but there has to be a trade-off for what you might call a social contract where we say we'll invest X amount of hours in working and commuting, and then we need to have a decent quality of life outside of that. And but right now, there's just the suffering is getting too much and something's going to have to give.
That was Ruairí McKiernan, who moved to lovely Lahinch in County Clare from Dublin a year ago, ending that report by Cian McCormick. You're with Morning Ireland at 8:51.